We're blessed each time we come together to receive this glorious message, to know what life really is, and it is more than the things that are around us. Amen. Our glorious. We are sons of God. We are heirs, God, of that which belongs, amen, to Christ. This time let us receive Deacon Howard Gavin, who shall come with the gospel of the grace of God, this glorious message, amen, extracted out of our contract, the grace contract. Let us receive a messenger, but more important, let us receive the message. Amen. For Vera Hardy, amen.
Let the church say amen again, and let us pray, because we need the Lord to speak to us. He just speak through men. Now, righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we just bless you so much for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for this gathering this morning, Lord, and for those abroad and afar that listen in. We thank you, Lord God, for them, and we thank you for the illumination and enlightenment you've already given us. And we pray more of the same according to your will, Lord God, according to that which you have designed for each of us individually and collectively. Now, Lord, bless your word. Bless, Lord God, my mind, my spirit, and cause me to speak thy truth. Word my mouth, Lord, I pray. Bless your people all as you have eternally determined for this moment. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Won't you turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 12 through 17 as a context. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 through 17 for a context. Elder William Nicholson is our designated reader. Elder, if you have that, please read, and you can read from the King James Version, because we're going to come behind and give exegesis to those verses.
Yeah, from the
beginning, verse 12 through 17, Elder.
And I thank God, Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he encountered me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
Now, most of God's people think that that's why he got mercy, because he didn't know what he didn't realize what he was doing. We're going to straighten that out. Read, Ella.
Who before was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
Yes, verse 14.
And the grace of our Lord, was exceeding abundant with faith and love.
We'll get that straight too.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
All right, 15.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation.
Yes.
That Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Yes, Lord. Now, every saint of God would not dare even mention that they are a sinner. Amen. But that's because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. We have been assigned a depraved nature while we are in the created entity of time and physicality. But that's through knowledge. And God has, if they don't know, God has just not given that illumination, enlightenment of knowledge as of yet. And some may never get it. But we are assigned a sinful nature. All right?
Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me, first Jesus Christ, may show forth all long suffering.
All long suffering.
For a pattern to them
mm-hmm.
which should there hereafter believe on him to life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now unto the King immortal, eternal,
eternal,
immortal,
immortal,
invisible,
mm-hmm.
to the only wise God,
the wise God,
be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I want to speak to you this morning, afternoon, from this thought. It's kind of long, and it's controversial, to say the least. God's eternal completed will and purpose. God's eternal completed will and purpose manifested in the temporary coursed life of the children or child of God. God's eternal completed will and purpose manifested in the temporary coursed life of the children of God. Now, I got to explain some words there. Well, we know eternal means absolute. No time, no sequencing. Eternity is. No change. It is. That is the real. That which is eternal. God's will is completed. It's done. Completed means finished. Nothing to add to it, because the Lord changes not according to that he has eternally designed and decreed. It's eternal. It's established. Will. Let me give the definition of will. As a modal verb, modal simply as to substance or manner, it's expressing a strong intention or assertion, expressing unavoidable or inevitable events, and expressing desire and consent. As a noun, it is the faculty, a singular noun, it's the faculty by which one decides and initiates action. A deliberate or fixed desire or intention. And then there's purpose. Many of God's people try to separate God's will from his purpose and call it by different adjectival names. But they are one and the same. One is not present without the other. Purpose. It's a noun. It's the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. You don't have just have will and don't have purpose. You know, I will. Will what? Purpose goes along with it. Praise God. Purpose shows what is will or expresses what is will. The reason for which something is done or created. Purpose. Or for which something exists or is existing as one's intention or objective. It is a particular requirement or consideration. Typically one that is temporary or restricted in scope or extent. Mm-hmm. So God has a purpose regarding everything that is created. And his purpose is, as it is manifested, is temporary or restricted in scope or extent. Scope or extent. Now, God's eternal will and purpose completed in the manifested temporary course life of the child of God. A course is the route or direction that's followed. And I like this next meaning. You don't be on a course and just do what you want to. A course is an assigned route. I like this one. As a verb with no object, such as the, it is to move without obstruction. God's will and purpose in the manifested life of the believer. It moves without obstruction as to the will of God. Whatever God's will is played out in his purpose of everything regarding the believer. Everything. Everything. Not only the believer, but all creation. Let me indulge you. Introduction. It's a bit long. I said from the outset that what I'm about to speak on today is controversial, so I'm going to have to teach. Amen. I'm going to have to stay in a didactic or teaching mode. Because we as children of God, may think one thing when the word of God to us, the mystery, our truth, expresses another. So we're going to see what the word of God says, and we will certainly use the means of corroboration. That is, going to other portions of truth that are in the Bible, in other dispensations, with other covenants that align with our truth and confirm or strengthen our truth, amen, that light may come in. So listen, there indeed cannot be any separation of the will of God from the purpose of God. They both are products of his, that is God's, eternal initiative. Meaning, initiative, the ability to assess and initiate or begin, start things independently or independent of anyone else. Everything that is in creation, was initiated by God. Everything. Everything in our life, everything in the stratosphere, everything in the universe, everything. And we're going to prove it. God's eternal initiative, sourced in and out of him, regarding absolutely, without exception, everything in creation or existence. Absolutely everything is sourced out of God. Otherwise, how could it exist or be in God's creation, which is in him? The visible and the invisible. Stuff we see, stuff we don't see. We finna get to some controversial things here in a minute. Brace yourselves. Every event, planned or unplanned, which we call an accident, an unplanned event. We call it an accident. In God, there are no unplanned events. Everything is purposed out of the will of God. Every happening, every move, every motive, every intent, every anticipation, every circumstance. Here's one that might cause some squirming. Every thought, every occurrence. every occurrence. I'm going to ask our reader to turn to the book of Job. I said we're going to corroborate. We're going to go into another covenant and bring in ingressions from that covenant that confirm or corroborate in testimony with our truth. We don't need it to establish our truth. It's just a confirmation lending strength to our truth. Job 42 verses 1 through 3, Elder. Before I go to Colossians 1, 14 through 17.
Okay.
Job 42, 1 through 3, please. For the second chapter of Job. All right. You don't have it. Okay. That's all right, Ella. I'll read it. Amen. Job 42, beginning verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no fault can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered, and I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. God's wisdom, knowledge is infinite, unlimited. He knows every thought before they are thought, because he has created everything and purpose everything in his existence or his creation. Ella, turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1.
Verse 3.
For our next corroboration.
Verse 3.
Colossians chapter 1, verse, let's begin with verse 14 so that we'll understand who is being spoken about. Colossians 1, verse 14.
In whom we
have... 17, Ella.
In whom we have redemption.
In whom we have redemption.
Through his blood.
Through his blood.
Even forgiveness of sin.
Even the forgiveness of sin. Now we know who we are talking about. We are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. All right, verse 15, 16, Ella.
Who is the image of the invisible God?
Who is the image of the invisible God?
The firstborn of every creature.
Of all creation.
For we by him were all things created.
For by him were all things created. Genesis 1:1 and the first chapter of Genesis is manifestation of creation. According to our gospel, the mystery superior truth from the eternal vantage point, Hebrews 11 and 3, all things or the ages were created through a saying or were brought about through a saying of God. Genesis gives you the first day he did this and the second day he did that. That is manifestation. Manifestation is that which we see or God reveals unto us. Actualization is the superior knowledge, is in our covenant, the mystery, and it's in Hebrews 11 and 3. For all things, even the ages, were created through a saying of God. Not sayings. Mm-hmm. A saying of God. He spoke everything into existence. All right, Elder, next verse. 16. Well,
For by him were all things created.
Were eternally spoken, according again to Hebrews 11 and 3, all things through a saying of God were the ages brought into existence. For by him were all things created.
That are in heaven.
That are in heaven.
And that are in earth.
And that are in earth. Everything. What?
Visible and invisible.
If it's visible or if it's invisible. If you can see it or don't see it. every thought,
yes.
every intent,
mm-hmm.
every circumstance,
yes.
every event was predetermined of God in His creation. And creation is not God here and creation over there. Read, Ella.
Visible and invisible.
Visible and invisible.
Whether they be thrones.
Whether thrones.
Or dominions.
Or dominions. The Caesars were no surprise to God. He determined them. The wicked ones. Yes.
Or
the ones whom the Christians were persecuted and slain and killed under. God, amen, determined thrones and principalities and dominions. And who would preside?
Or principalities.
Or principalities.
Or powers.
Whatever power.
All things were created.
All things were created.
By Him.
By Him.
And for Him.
And for Him. That first word, for in Him. That first preposition. In Him. All creation, all existence is not as by God over there. It's in Him. Everything is in Him.
Mm-hmm.
By Him, through Him, and as I said, created for Him. As you've heard here, our lives, it helped my soul so much and is helping. Our lives are not about us, as we oftentimes think. We operate under the same premise. That our lives are about us, what I want, what I can do, what I can get accomplished. Our lives are not about us. They are coursed. All things.
Yes.
In Him, through Him, and for Him.
Yes.
Everything is according to God.
Yes.
Not us. Jesus. Read 17, Ella.
And He is before all things.
And He is before all things.
And by Him.
And in Him.
All things consist.
All things consist or are held together. All. This means all. Our temporary manifested. That is what we see. That's what God has revealed. In flesh lives. They are temporary saints. Our lives on earth in time, in the flesh, are temporary, not long. In the temporary, created entity of time. Time is temporary. Eternity is the real deal. It's forever. Our lives are coursed according to the eternal, sovereign will and purpose of God.
Amen.
Course again means the route or direction followed or to move without obstruction. In this case, without obstruction of the will of God, the purpose of God for each of our lives. They move.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens is what God has decreed. What God has decreed. These were shucks. God is too good to this and that and the other. Everything is for purpose. We prioritize time. Time to go to bed. Time to get up. As a kid, time to potty train. Time to learn to walk. Time to learn to speak. Time. We are in time consciousness. God prioritizes eternity. Irregardless of what mode or fashion we exit time, it does not affect our eternal position, relationship with God, and our eternal position in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you go peacefully and quietly, fall asleep, and are out of here, or whether you're blown to bits, it makes no difference. Everything in time is temporary.
Amen. Amen.
And our conscience was just given us to operate, to know and comprehend in physicality and in time.
Mm-hmm.
You all remember when Paul, again, as I stated, I think, in our last message, the Apostle Paul was taken outside after he was hunted down, hounded. It was done to him what we're going to see was he did to others in these scriptures. They caught up with him and stoned him and left him for dead. He was not unconscious, not knowing, according to physicality or the flesh, where he was or anything. Not unconscious, not conscious, not knowing. But yet he did know. The Lord had caught him up to the third heavens. He knew where he was, and he had perfect hearing, because he heard things that were unutterable. When he regained physical consciousness, earthly consciousness, and got up, he didn't have words to put what he had heard into earthly vernacular. He knew where he was. He knew. He had knowledge. He said, I was caught up to the third heavens. Don't worry about it. When God transition us out of time, then we'll kick in spiritual, eternal consciousness. Amen. Don't have to worry about it. Automatic. Here we have earth consciousness was given us to resonate in time and with physicality. Those things, our physical fleshly existence in time and creation, are for testimony only. Testimony of what? Testimony being evidence or witness of what the Lord has done. Yes. What God has purposed or what God has willed. Both testimony of evidence and witness are manifestations. They are not actualizations or the decree or the saying. The decree or the saying bring things into existence or make them real. Evidence and witness are God's revelation or showing us what he has brought into existence by a saying. Mm-hmm. What God has willed, that is, what God has desired, what he has intended, what he has consented. Elder, get me Isaiah 53, please. What he has consented and what he has asserted for his purpose or reason, because it pleased him for his glory. Everything that we like that calls us to relish and smile is not just necessarily what, amen, God, that pleases God. We're going to read. You have it, Ella?
Mm-hmm.
You have Isaiah chapter 53. Those of you that have the Old Testament, I know that our gospel is in the portion we call the New Testament, but he is going to read something and we're going to see those things that are pleasing unto God, even though they are not pretty to us or to the flesh. Elder Reed.
Which verse?
Begin. We're going to read it through, Elder, because there's some stuff in there I want to get through. I'm corroborating. I'm going to another covenant to get information to bring in to confirm and strengthen the testimony in our contract, the grace contract, or the mystery. All of God's word is truth, but all of it is not necessarily truth for us, excepting it aligns with what is given in our covenant.
Who hath believed?
I said God has will and purpose everything. All of it is not pretty in our coarse lives. Those lives that are without obstruction as to what God has willed for it. Mm-hmm. Who hath believed our report? Read it, Ella.
Who hath believed our report?
Mm-hmm.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Mm-hmm.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant.
Yes.
And as a root out of dry ground, and he hath no form nor comeliness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
This is speaking, this is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus and what he was sent here in flesh or came in flesh in manifestation of purpose of God to accomplish and to endure. Read, Ella.
He is despised
mm-hmm.
and rejected of men.
You didn't say he was accepted.
A man of sorrows.
But they were chosen. A man of what?
Sorrows.
Sorrows.
And acquainted with grief.
Well acquainted with grief. Mm-hmm.
And we hid as it were our faces from him.
Mm-hmm.
He was despised.
Despised.
And we esteemed him not.
The Lord of us. Despised. Mm-hmm.
Surely he had borne our griefs.
He borne us griefs. Mm-hmm.
And carried our sorrows.
Ours.
Yet we did esteem him, stricken,
mm-hmm.
smitten of God,
mm-hmm.
and afflicted.
And what?
Afflicted.
Afflicted. Afflicted. Read.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
For what we? What we had going. Our transgressions. Uh-huh.
He was buried.
Bruised.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
For our sins.
The chastisement of our peaces was upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And with his stripes we are healed.
With his sufferings we are having been healed. This is manifestation of the Lord on Calvary. Mm-hmm. This is manifestation. We were saved through a saying of God in eternity and placed in the body of Christ in eternity, and the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world or in eternity, and this is manifestation of what God had eternally spoken into existence. This is manifestation. Everything is in God's word, not what we see or reveal. That is testimony or evidence of the truthfulness of what God has eternally decreed through a saying. Read, Ella.
All we like sheep
mm-hmm.
have gone astray.
Mm-hmm.
We have turned every one of us to his own way.
I know I did. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Read.
He was oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And we was afflicted.
Mm-hmm. He was afflicted.
Yet he opened not his mouth.
You let him oppress and afflict us. We'll holler all the way past Washington. Mm-hmm. Read.
He is brought.
I'm not saying some complaints are wrong. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying we for us. Uh-huh. He was what?
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And as sheep before her shearers is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened not his mouth.
He suffered it. He bore it. Yes?
He was taken from prison
mm-hmm.
from judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And who shall declare his generation?
Mm-hmm.
For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken.
Because in him was no sin. Mm-hmm. He bore ours. Mm-hmm. Read.
And he made his grave with the wicked. And with the rich in his death,
mm-hmm.
because he had done no violence,
mm-hmm.
neither was any deceit found, any deceit in his mouth.
Now perk your ears up to verse 10. Read it, Elder.
Yet it pleased the Lord to
bruise
him.
Yet it what? It what?
It pleased the Lord.
Pleased the Lord for us. For us. The Lord loves us with an eternal love. We were chosen in Christ, in place in the body of Christ in eternity. There is no sin in the body of Christ. But according to God's eternal will and purpose, he created and brought sin into creation in the flesh and placed us in sinful bodies, a sign of sinful nature. When actually, who we actually are, we are members of Christ's body right now.
Amen.
But he Man. Is showing us, he wanted us to experience, praise God, suffering. and this sin nature and the degradation. God purposed all of this. But yet it does not affect us being right now all eternity in the body of Christ. This is God's production for His purpose. Everything we go through is for a purpose. So when we do, or something come before us distasteful or otherwise, we ask not, what is this now? But what? What is this for? It pleased God to bruise Christ. It pleased Him for purpose. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It was His will to do it, to have it done. Read, Ella.
He had put Him to grief when thou shalt make His soul an offering for sin.
Mm-hmm.
He shall see His seed.
Mm-hmm.
They shall prolong His days.
Bless the Lord.
And please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
We got two more verses to go, Ella. Read them.
He shall see the travail of His soul.
Mm-hmm. Us.
He mm-hmm. shall be satisfied
mm-hmm.
by His knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Shall my righteous servant justify
mm-hmm.
many?
Mm-hmm.
He shall bear their iniquities.
Christ bore our iniquities in actualized decree mm-hmm. and in manifestation on Calvary. God was showing us, evidencing to us what He had eternally done through decree. Uh-huh. Therefore, mm-hmm.
will I divide Him a portion with the great,
mm-hmm.
and He shall divide the spoil with the strong,
mm-hmm.
because He had poured out His soul unto death.
Unto death.
And He was numbered with the transgressors,
mm-hmm.
and He bare the sin of many.
Yes.
And made intercession for the transgressors.
Made intercession for us transgressors. It pleased God to bruise Him. God's eternal, completed will and purpose manifested, shown, brought out for us to experience, go through in the temporary course. We're not going to veer off the course. We each have a course assigned of God, and we're not going to veer from it. The course life of the child of God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul writes, thanks I have to the overpowering me. God don't just help us. He overpowered. We were chosen, saved, elected, secured in the body of Christ eternally. The overpowering me at all times also in our manifested walk. It is coursed. It's already been determined. Every event, every circumstance, every happening.
Man.
Whether we like it
or not.
It pleased God to bruise Christ. They despised Him and rejected Him. The overpowering mean Christ Jesus, the Lord of us. That, or because faithful me He regarded or counted. None of this is beginning in time. These are all actualized or events determined in God's decree in eternity through a saying. It is just manifested. Everything regarding us and our lives is manifestation according to God's eternal decree. This word regarding is an indicative aorist. So I guess the scholars will let that one go as a completed action without. Amen. It means, it's not just what meets the eye. He regarded or counted me. This Greek word means to bring or lead on or forward. Now, you heard me mention course. Our lives are course. To bring or lead on forward. To be the chief or principal participant. That was determined of Paul in eternity before creation, let alone down through the genealogies of time and flesh and physicality.
Amen.
It was determined.
Amen.
Our lives were cost in eternity.
Amen.
Every bit of
Amen.
It. All of it.
Amen.
Not just some of it. By the eternal God. Faithful me regarded. He led me on. Determined me to be the principal one or the principal participant. Having put or placed into ministry in eternity, it was decreed. Here we have another aorist tense.
Mm-hmm.
He put me into the ministry in eternity.
Yes.
Now, I tell you, see, y'all come to Sunday school because I let out some things in Sunday school that I'm not at liberty to mention over the pulpit. But I had a purpose for trying to retain the title deacon. I wouldn't have to preach. I wouldn't have to teach. I could be lazy. But the Holy Spirit determined also that pastor weren't going for it. Praise God. It was designed, determined eternally. Just like here Paul. Having placed or put me into the ministry by eternal degree. Everything is according to God's saying or his word, not what we see. You're going to see a lot of things. Young men, you are going to see a whole lot in your life. Don't go by what you see. Go by what God's word says. God's word says you were chosen in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
End of story.
Oh, hallelujah.
God's word say, "All God work all things together for good to those loving him."
Yes.
Every bit of it. Everything. Good God, they after me. They're going to fire me. They're going to take my house, my job, everything. I'm ruined. Mm-mm. It don't go down in God's creation unless it's purposed.
Yes.
Unless it's his will for a specific purpose.
Amen.
And that purpose is testimony of what God willed for us. It pleased God that Christ was bruised for us. It pleased him. And God gets the glory. Verse 13. The former, Paul fixing to give his earthly, fleshly resume. The former being blasphemer, slanderer. Now, if Paul was doing the blaspheming or the slandering, if Paul was doing the insulting and the speaking against, somebody was on the receiving end.
That's right.
And who do you think those somebodies were? They were Christians.
Amen.
Paul was already an apostle by the decree of God, even though it didn't seem like it.
Amen. Amen.
His people, God's people, were on the receiving end of everything this apostle, even though he wasn't acting like it, was dishing out or caused.
Amen.
From God's eternal decree to manifest out of his depraved nature.
Mm-hmm.
God caused, he gave us a depraved nature and he determined what manifests out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all
Man.
For his glory.
Man.
Don't you remember the Job?
Man.
As we went to Job earlier, sons of God appeared before the Lord. And then say, Satan came also. Where you been, Satan? Well, going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Have you considered my servant Job? Job. Oh, that guy in the land of Uz. Yes, that one. Satan ain't mentioned nothing about Job. This is what I'm trying to bring out. He didn't mention anything about Job. The Lord initiated. If you consider my servant Job, none like him in earth, steward evil. Amen. Do good and steward evil. Yeah, he's just serving you because you inherited him all about and gave him everything. All right, Satan, if you think that's why he's serving me, go to it. The Lord unleashed Satan on his servant Job.
Amen.
The Lord said, he is in thy hand, do unto him whatever you will. But don't touch his life. The Lord unleashed Satan on Job.
Amen.
How is it? He don't have power of his own.
Amen.
And the Lord witnessed after another day, the sons of God appeared and Satan came again also. Say, have you considered my servant Job? Yea, skin for skin. Amen. You touch his life and he'll curse you to his faith. The Lord told him, said, go ahead and do what you will. He still maintained his integrity, although you caused me to destroy him. God put the onus on him because he's the one that determined what would go regarding his servant. And didn't he do a job on him? Didn't he do a job on him?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's why our pastor had to go in the back and teach the couple that had lost their little baby. They thought God had given them a bad deal. But the Lord, he prioritizes eternity.
Man.
If we are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, what manifests in the flesh has no ill effect on what God has eternally done.
None.
The former being a blasphemer, slanderer, and also a persecutor. Persecutor is one that oppress people for the holding of an opinion. And get this, one that subjects them to persistent ill treatment. He was a persecutor. And also insolent. He was insulting. Now take that to God's people.
Mm-hmm.
You've been insulted. The Lord has allowed it. He has determined it for purpose. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It has not. It's for his glory. All that we suffer, we're going to praise him. We're going to glorify him. Lord, thank you for allowing me to suffer for you. And then if we don't suffer as much, Lord, thank you for keeping me from this, from that. If we know much of the Lord, we're going to praise him for his glory. Lord, thank you for the knowledge you gave me that I was able to help others. And if we are not given great knowledge or comprehension or understanding of the scripture, the mystery, we're going to say, Lord, I didn't know much, but you love me just like all the rest that knew much. I praise you for that. We're going to praise God anywhom.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him. A persecutor and insolent, but superordinate in conjunction. Mercy I receive. Now listen. The mercy was not initiated in time. The mercy was initiated in eternity, where the salvation and the apostleship was initiated, and everything else was initiated in eternity. Everything already exists by God's decree. All we're doing is putting in the Blu-ray and watching what God has determined. Eternal. That's all we're doing. Mercy I receive. Aris. Oh, Lord, this passive voice. Jesus. Mercy I receive. Help me passive. He wasn't there in the flesh to contribute anything. Mercy I receive. For or because, since being ignorant, not knowing, I acted. Oh, Jesus. Indicative Aris. Completed fact. The action. actions, the insolence, the blasphemy, the persecution, the causing or killing God's people was eternally decreed.
Amen.
For God's purpose.
Amen.
For God's purpose.
Amen.
For His glory.
Amen.
It's about Him, not about us. We are already glorified in the body of Christ in eternity. All we're doing is playing out what God has determined. We already set. Our consciousness is just going through time, resonating in time with time.
Yes.
Just like Paul, when he was knocked unconscious, he saw the glory. He had spiritual consciousness. God just take our consciousness. It goes with the death or the destruction of the body. And what kicks in is what always was. It's just veiled now because consciousness is resonating, according to God, with time. And then when the body is gone, earth consciousness go with it. And what's left is what always was.
Man.
Eternal comprehension and consciousness.
Man.
Because of ignorant, I acted. He was caused to act that way by eternal decree. And you're going to see why. And I'm going to have to hurry up and show it to you. Superabounded. I acted in unbelief. Because the Lord had not revealed His salvation to him yet. Yet. Eternally saved. Eternally an apostle. But His salvation just was not revealed to him yet. Who He was not revealed to him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now just because we don't know a thing don't mean that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Superabounded. Overflowed. But overflowed. Superordinating conjunction. The grace of the Lord of us. Not with faith, but with faithfulness. The Lord is faithful. He's faithful.
Yes.
He's can a stew thing, but He is faithful. It's for testimony. Oh, we already glorified. He's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
This is not it. Physicality and time is not it.
Amen.
I got me a little hybrid out there. Every time I jump in and go, ooh, I think I'm something. It's not a big car, not real expensive, but man, I'll be shoo. But this is not it.
Amen.
None of this here is it.
Amen.
We're only going through conscious manifestation of what God has determined, purpose, will regarding us while we're in this short space of time. That's it.
Amen.
The real deal is eternal.
Yeah.
Eternity. Amen. Lord, help us to bring that ingression of mind upon eternal viewing and not looking at everything. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, there. The news scares to death. Put us all out of kelter.
Amen.
Everything is purpose of God.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
All of it.
Amen.
With faithfulness. And guess what follows faithfulness? It's with it. Love. Of those in Christ.
Yes.
The love of God.
Yes.
He chose us.
Yes.
And He loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful the same. And of all acceptance worthy. That Christ Jesus came. And that's not talking about in 2,000 years ago on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
That was manifestation. That is evidence or testimony of what God has eternally done. Everything is created. Was created and done through God saying. Everything was called into existence by God's saying it, speaking it into existence. Another indicative areas. Christ Jesus came according to eternal decree, manifested in His 33 years and crucifixion on Calvary. That was the testimony of what God eternally decreed. See, God don't need to see anything. He show us things, for testimony. And that's His way and means of causing us to believe and trust Him through His word. And He manifests things unto us. But it's in His word. came into the world, sent us to save, having saved. Another aorist infinitive. Sent us to save, manifestation of it on Calvary, having saved. Mm-hmm. Or manifesting those whom he has already determined or decreed saved. Of whom first am I? Paul said he was the foremost and the leading sinner. Now, that was for purpose too. Here's purpose. Out of the will of God. But because of this, I received mercy again. Not in time. It was manifested in time. When the Lord called him and chose him and revealed to him he was an apostle and started him to preach in the gospel of Christ. But the actualization of it was eternity. He received mercy, indicative, aorist, passive voice, eternally. That was just the play out in the ninth chapter of Acts when he was knocked off his beast. The evidence of it. In order that in me first, here's his purpose, listen to his purpose, manifestation of it. That in me first might show, or Christ might show, having shown. Everything is already done. We just going according to the script. The script is God's eternal saying and decree. That's all. Every time we going according to the script.
Man.
That's all it is. All of our lives.
Man.
Are predetermined.
Amen.
Predestined. It's already done.
Man.
That I might show, that first, that might show, having shown Christ Jesus, the all patience or long suffering. Toward or for the purpose of a pattern,
right.
An example of the coming to believing in him,
yes.
To life eternal.
Amen.
God chose in manifestation. He was already an apostle. He was already belonged to the Lord eternally. God purposed him to go and be the meanest rascal around, persecuting none other than the people of Christ and speaking evil and insulting of the Lord Jesus Christ. God decreed and directed that depravity to come out of him in that form so that the worst rascals around, no matter what a pit or hole they are in, they didn't kill and persecute God's people. So if the Lord is merciful to Paul, let me try to come up out. Lord, help me up out this purpose. Even the snootiest, hallelujah, a pattern. Lord, bring me down off of my snoot throne and cause me to trust you. The most out, I'm just through with life. The Lord saved Paul in manifestation.
Yes.
The chief of sinners, yes. Killed Christians, hounded them to death. I don't think any of us ever did that. And then speak evil of the name of Jesus alone while we're doing it. Insulting, blasphemous against Christ. And he belonged to the Lord all the time.
Sure did. Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
God's eternal, completed will and purpose manifested in the temporary course life. We're going to follow the course of our lives. So we might as well pray God to enable us to say, Lord, what is this for? Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever!
Yes.
It pleased God to bruise Christ.
Man.
Had determined that Paul would persecute his own people. The temporary course life of the child of God. God bless you.
Man.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on, give God a bigger grace praise than.